Can you please describe your experience at the Allenby Bridge?
Okay, well, we give the guy our luggages and our passport, and then he gives the passport back and tells us to walk around. And when I'm walking around, a guy, and supposedly he's a security, but he's just like a civilian with no nothing, just a short and a shirt, and he asks me for my iPod in Arabic, and I don't understand him. So I say, what? And he says it in English the second time, and I say, no, why? I think he's trying to steal it, so I say, no. And the next thing you know, he throws me on the floor, and my mom tries to tell him I don't understand, and he hits her, and she falls onto this pole right by us. It was like the bench, and it breaks her nose. And then he jumps on me and starts hitting me and throwing my head into the floor. And I wasn't resisting. I said, okay, and he kept on hitting me. And then he pulled me up and handcuffed me and put me on the floor again and kept on asking me why I didn't give him my iPod. And I told him, I don't understand you. And then I was like, and he pulled me over to the side and he had a talk with me. And then he was just asking me questions like, do I have any weapons on me? And then he looked at my iPod for a few minutes and he gave it back. And I told him, no, I don't have any weapons. No, nothing like that. Nothing. And he goes, okay, okay. And then they said sorry, and they were trying to fix me up, but I told them to fix my mom. And they said they wiped her nose and stuff like that. And then we went to the main guy. He said sorry for all this inconvenience. And they were talking for hours, 2 hours, checking our passports to make sure we're okay to walk through and go on. And then they said, yes, we can go, but I need to get a Palestinian passport. And I did that yesterday, so now I'm
when
good.
They're
saying sorry, and they would pay for the medical for my mom because she has to go check to the hospital. She got 2 stitches on her right eye, on her eyebrow, and she got a broken nose, so they said they'd pay for the doctor. And that's pretty much it. And they took they called the cab for us to go home.
Because
and on the way home, we stopped to get directions, and
cops
saw, and they told us to follow them, and then we did the report at the police station. Yeah, no, it was one guy. He was asking for my iPod, and I said, no, yes, and because I thought he was a thief, because I haven't been here in a while, and I don't know what's happening, so... Yes, I thought it was a thief.
Yeah. How does this incident make you feel about Israel and about the recent
Yeah, and when he hit me on the floor, and when I can look closely, he put on a quick hat, and I don't know what it says on it, but I think it was it's a security hat. I couldn't read what it says because it's in Arabic or some language. I don't know. Because he had nothing. He just had a shirt and some shorts. You know, he wasn't. If he had a hat that was a cop or something, I would have gave it to him and let him check it. But he didn't.
In your personal opinion, do you think that they treated you this way?
I really probably don't think I will come back. Really, I don't know. This is the second time I come here, and the first time I was too little to understand, and now I don't want to come back because I don't want to deal with this stuff. I asked him what evidence did he have that it was they had something wrong, and he said, I don't know. And I said, okay. So I don't know why they did it.
Maybe because
I don't know. I mean, I really didn't know. I'm just confused. Yeah, and I don't understand Arabic, so I don't know why he was. I understand like 3-4 words. I understand little, very little. I'm trying to learn.
All right. Thank you very much, and we hope your mother is getting better.
Yes. No, I said what, and then he said it in English, and I said, oh no, and then he hit me on the floor, and my mom says he doesn't understand Arabic, and then he hit her right away. He told her something. I don't know what he told her. But he hit on the, and then she fell. So. Oh, thank you very much.